Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Second and five. Pump fake, throws, open, caught, touchdown. The hat trick for Henderson. 3.5 minutes to go, 69 in six plays.
I'm going to start tonight's edition of the Six Rings Postgame Show here on Boston Sports Original, 93.7 FM, WEEI, as Mike Vrabel as I possibly can. All right, Andy, check this out. The New England Patriots have now in 2025 won more games than the 2023 and 2024 editions of the New England Patriots combined, and with six games to go on the season, they have beat most of their Vegas and or sportsbook win projections and officially have a winning record on the season. How about that?
And if you listen to Kirk Herbstreit, he's on board with us. 13 wins is the floor, Mr. Herbstreit said during the broadcast, and I agree with him.
13 wins is the floor. My.
And like them apples.
I do indeed. I do like apples very much. You know, It's funny because they didn't put forth anything resembling what I would call their best effort. It was a very TN effort, if you will. Like, that was about as Thursday night football a game as you're going to get without the elements playing a significant factor. You know, there were some missed assignments. There were a couple of penalties. You could tell people were trying their hardest, but they were a little bit tired, probably still a little sore and banged up from that very physical affair in the Tampa Heat on Sunday. But then again, they were also given the gift of Jets. The Jets don't look like the train wreck that ran into a tire fire that had a helicopter full of medical waste crash into it that I thought that they might be. But at the same time, they're kind of still the Jets, which is the perfect recipe for a Patriots team coming off such a significant game last Sunday to get home, get the job done, get a little MVP love for Drake May. Steph Diggs, Mac Hollins can show that they can show up and show out in almost any environment. And dare I say, I think Travion Henderson may have not only just seized control of the starting running back job for the Patriots after these last couple efforts, I bet you he also won a couple of people their fantasy matchups with 1 3-touchdown effort tonight against the Jets. Not bad.
Yeah, I think I liked the performance maybe even a little more than you did. Now, take away the stupid first drive, which we'll get into that at some point. I don't know what the F is going on
there. This is a thing. Like, we're going to have to figure out what to do with this. It's a thing officially now.
It is a thing to the point where, like, you almost have to trick them. You know, I don't know what it is, but try to convince them that the first drive is actually the second drive. And it's,
coach,
it's all
is this
defined.
The coach? Are we going out on defense? Oh, no. You guys have already been out once. This is the second drive.
You got to do something. Brainwash them. I have no idea because it's ridiculous. You go march right down the field, 14 plays. Next drive on defense, three and out. You're like, where was that? And Justin Fields, they were picking up third down after third down, and they're running like high school plays against you, a little speed option, and they're pitching it, you know, read option that, as Herb Street points out, he reads incorrectly, but still runs around Harold Landry for the touchdown. But offensively, I really liked what they were able to do. And I know the Jets' defense is not great. The pass defense is not great. The numbers are decent. Half of it plays somewhere else now. So those numbers included Quinnen Williams and freaking Sauce Gardner. So
And when you say half of it, it's the really good half.
Right. The good half of it is gone, not the moldy leftover half, like the butt of the bread. The butt of the bread is still there. The good slices are gone.
I like a good bread butt. But also I will say, you know, Quincy Williams, if at the end of this season, if he's a free agent, I don't know if he is, please feel free to come play on my football team.
They have some talent. Yeah, no, they have some talent. It's just, you know, they kept getting a couple costly penalties where they would, like, make a play, but, on the backside, we have illegal contact or we have holding or whatever. And I did think you were right. I thought there were some times that, you know, that deep ball to Matt
Kyle Williams.
Kyle Williams is, I forgot to put him. He has no clue what he is doing. Put him on the down list. Kyle Williams, no idea what he's doing.
But also, the deep ball to Kyle Williams, I apologize, I've officially hijacked the thread, but the deep ball to Kyle Williams, that was a little too much air from the best deep ball throw in football.
Like, yeah, he's come back to reality. He's still good at the deep ball, but that heater that he was on for like a 4 to 6 week stretch, he's come back to normalcy, and that's fine. But no, I thought the Mac Hollins deep ball that was actually a drop, kind of hit him in the hands, and then there was a late punch out. So I guess I won't call it a drop. That was harsh. I thought when you watched him run, he looked like a guy that was a little sore or out of. And Diggs went down on one of the drops. I think it was actually the first incompletion for Drake May. He grabbed his hip. Obviously, Milton Williams ends up leaving the game with an ankle injury. I thought they looked like a Thursday night physical football team out there. But I also thought Drake May at times put on a clinic. Those things we've been talking about, stepping up in the pocket, two hands on the ball, then he just flicks it down the field for the completion to Diggs or whoever. Obviously, the rollout play was another highlight play, a little Patrick Mahomes, Josh. And I think that was a two-play. I think those were back-to-back. He stepped up on the one, flicked it downfield, and then the next play rolls out. So, you know, I thought Drake May was worthy, even though his numbers are not over the top.
They don't need to be gaudy. It's fine. Yeah. And, you know, and everyone, but what about his MVP? Please. Don't worry about the MVP.
I thought that
campaign was
MVP worthy. Now, it won't be.
We made a couple of MVP worthy plays for sure in the third quarter.
It doesn't measure up if you're just one of those people that looks at the stats. As Matthew Stafford continues to pile up 4 and 5 touchdown games, I get that. It doesn't measure up to that. But if you just watch the football game and a guy that is doing enough or doing what his team needs, his accuracy early on was phenomenal. And I know. Was this a cold weather game? I think they said the feels like to start the game was 27 or 29. So, like, that's a cold weather game to me. And he went out there and looked
good.
No,
the feels like was, I mean, it's cold outside. Don't let the thermometer deceive you. Like, it feels arctic outside, to say the least.
That is something I've been talking about, keeping an eye on. Even he talked about it. You know, the ball gets a little slick sometimes in the cold or whatever. It didn't look slick tonight. He looked slick in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought this was, and the Travion Henderson, that was kind of exactly what I've been looking for. Not gaudy numbers. In fact, those of us that, you know, made a alt bet on his 110 total yards receiving and rushing would have liked a few more numbers. But I thought he was physical. I thought he, like, that was a game where you go, oh, yeah, he could be a three-down back. This guy could be out there on first, second, and third down and do the job for you. So I liked the offensive performance. And the defense, well, I don't know. You played against Justin Fields and kind of a high school offense, so I don't even know how to measure
Let's not go boasting about what we did to the Jets in terms of defensive effort tonight. And we'll hopefully see if Milton Williams, who kind of had an ankle thing earlier on in the game and was out for quite a bit of time, if he's doing okay. Trayvon Henderson, by the way, over his past two games, 243 total yards, five touchdowns, and with those two very long touchdown runs against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a 6.3 yards per carry average. We will, on the Six Rings postgame show, as always, although this is a bit of a truncated episode since we're coming on after Thursday Night Football, leading you up until 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. No special interviews, no special guests. It's just us in our home studios and you, wherever you are, plus Mike Vrabel and Drake May live from the podium at Gillette in their fancy Nor'easters with Mike Vrabel's fantastic 1970s Burt Reynolds Magnum P.I. and Bloom mustache. We'll get them live from the podium as well. And of course, like we said, you guys, whenever you so choose to shoot a text or give us a call and weigh in with your thoughts. If you're having a late night aftergate at the stadium, perhaps in traffic on the way home, or you're just a night owl and you want to have a couple of sports boobs to talk to, we are those guys at 617-779-7937. Andy, there were those two passes by Drake May in the third quarter, really, that were positively remarkable. His pocket presence is improving game by game. And I almost think that I would be more concerned if I were an opposing defense with Drake May's ability to feel pressure on his left and right, step up and navigate the pocket. And then the touch that he showed on that little dump off, it was a beautiful little pass to Pop Douglas, who, by the way, had the wherewithal to go down, realize he wasn't touched, get up and then grab an extra 15 yards. Uh-oh, that was something. But then the one on the outside where he's rolling to his right, realizes he's at the line of scrimmage, they're closing in, and he just sort of like throws/shovels the ball 10 yards to Diggs, who gets another 8 yards. Like, that's dangerous. Your feed and timeline probably lit up like mine did accordingly. Just Mahomesian, Herbert, that was this, that was that. You know, like, you had guys like Ben Solak. Let me pull up the tweet, if I may. I think Solak said that Drake May does Justin Herbert things and Josh Allen things. I don't think we've even begun to scratch the ceiling here. I don't think that's terribly hyperbolic.
I actually am done with that. He does Drake May things. That's how I think it needs to be now. These are no longer, don't compare him to other guys like that. Like, I think he is his own man and is doing things that, I literally believe, I'm going to go off the top of my head, and bear with me, it's after 11 and I'm an old guy that's usually in bed for about an hour at this point in time. Off the top of my head, I think there was literally one thing Drake did tonight that I didn't like. Literally one play that I didn't think he executed perfectly. And that was a scramble early on where he ran and seemed indecisive as to what he wanted to do and took a hit because of it, got flung to the turf. I actually thought his head hit the turf again.
What are we going to do?
He'll learn. I now have full faith it'll go away.
What are you more concerned about? The Patriots giving up touchdowns? Quick on-the-fly poll. Pat's giving up touchdowns on the first drive, or Drake May getting his bell rung like that?
Pat's giving up touchdowns on the first drive, because Drake May, his ability to not be an error repeater, to learn from mistakes. Like, for example, late in the, I think it was the fourth quarter there, when they kicked the field goal, he's rolling to his right. It's in the red zone. Last week, what did he try to do? He tried to throw it into the end zone. Who did it go to? The other team. What did he do this week? He threw it into the bench, the sideline area. And I just think you continue to see him learn at a... Remember when Brian Hoyer told us on WEEI Afternoons he's aged 3 years in 1 year? Between last year and this year, it was like not 1 year advancement. It's like a 3 year...
He's not a sophomore sensation. He's like he's playing with...
Polished.
VP, veteran presence.
Absolutely. And so that's why the fact that he took one hit tonight that I didn't love and looked a little indecisive... He'll stop doing that. I feel very confident saying he'll see that on film. He'll see that with Josh McDaniels, and they'll say, "What could we have done here? What, you know, is this enough?" Because he, early on, before that, I believe he had a great quick slide, which we haven't seen a lot of. It was a perfect, I got my 6 yards or whatever it was, 5 yards, boom, quick slide. And so the way he's developing, and like cold weather tonight, like he's just, every week I feel like he checks off another box that makes you feel even better about who he is, who he's going to be, and where he's going to lead this offense. And by the way, the broadcast was on board with the gush fest. The, oh my God, do Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit have good things to say? I mean, Kirk Herbstreit, it's like, I don't know if Herbstreit has a daughter.
He was having a love, like, he was like,
I mean, do I need to tell him Drake's married? Back off or something? Like,
it was,
what,
seriously,
what are we doing
it was
here?
Almost like, Kirk, easy, we get it. You went to the Northeast Men's right. Clinic before you went. You did the broadcast tonight and fell in love with Drake May.
Good
and
Lord.
Even Al Michaels was like, I'm not sure what I love more, a ribeye medium rare, these jerseys, or Drake May. Like, yeah, Al Michaels actually sounded alive for the first time all season.
Absolutely. That was a May love fest. So, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I just, it's fun. Or interesting to hear it when it's not us local, Homer Honk, whatever you want to call us. So, yeah, if you're a Patriots fan, I think there were advancements tonight. And not that it was Myles Garrett, and not that it was a number one defense or anything like that. But it was a nice advancement. And the fears of a trap game, which I guess stuck around through the first defensive series there, because they march it right down your throats and they're running it down your throats, were quickly evicted from the stadium by the offense. And like, oh, okay, yeah, you had your drive. Now Drake's going to do his thing. No trap game. We're going to show up and be the better team and take care of business. And they did.
Yeah, definitely not a trap game, but a Jets team that, like you said, they're playing with a little danger and reckless abandon.
They 1-2 in a row. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Nothing to lose. Like, they can do a few things when they play with competence and obviously pre-scripted confidence. But after that, you're not going to see them pull together anything terribly improvisational or spectacular against an upper half of league football team like the Patriots as well. You know, this is not the game that the Patriots are going to like pin to the top of their LinkedIn profile. It was good enough. Again, it was a better half of the Thursday night football efforts you'll see from a winning team that has playoff aspirations on it. Again, lots of correctable things. And again, Mike Vrabel will predictably, and hopefully we'll be hearing from him momentarily here on the Six Rings postgame show, live from the podium at Gillette. I'll check in with producer Zach Coe in a moment here. He will probably tell you the same thing. Hey guys, guess what? You got the win. It was a short turnaround. You played a very physical game on Sunday. This Jets team came in tonight with danger on their mind and an appetite for destruction. You held them off. You got it done. Now go enjoy your long weekend. And the best part is, literally, Andy, after this, they're on to Cincinnati.
Actually, my best part is, you know who has the most wins in the National Football League?
The New England Patriots.
Could change on Sunday. But for now, for the next few days, the New England Patriots are atop the win total in the National Football. Who'd have thunk we'd ever seen that? You were supposed to pick number one overall, and now you're the number one team in football.
Which of the two of us, and I'll lump in Ted, who's currently doing television, but we'll get a chance to talk to Big Ted tomorrow. He's in at 3, by the way. Just wanted to let you know.
actually, I think he's in at 2 tomorrow. I think he's in at 2 tomorrow.
Is he 2-5 in it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he's going to come in raring, ready to go, and do a little post-game recap, whatever we're calling this weird Friday post-Thursday night football thing.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's great. Hey, do we have any, by the way, do we have any quarterbacks or anyone special tomorrow, or do we get them on a classic Patriots Monday?
I believe we will still have a classic Patriots Monday on Monday. Okay. Tomorrow is just sort of like a game
continuation
recap,
of this.
Post-game. Yeah, it's kind of
we're
you want to just go straight through? No. Let's just go straight through.
That's fine.
Let's go. Balls to the wall. All-nighter.
Hey, Braverman's ready. Joe, you got the hot cocoa?
All-nighter, baby!
Andy's got the Twizzlers. I'll pick up the root beers. We'll have a high school sleepover. Just for a quick update, Robert Spillane already spoke. Christian Gonzalez is at the podium now, so momentarily we will be taking you to Gillette Stadium to hear from leadership, quarterback, and more. I see the calls are already lining up at 617-779-7937. Please hold, guys. We want to make sure we get the coach and quarterback full, promptly, and on time, and don't want to interrupt any of the celebratory calls. So if you're in the car, having a little party, you're up in the garage doing your thing, whatever it is, we will get to you momentarily. Andy, where else will the people that are so frustrated by how good the Patriots have turned out to be this season? And again, small walk of shame for us, Game of Thrones style. You said 7-10.
Yep.
I started 10-7. I fell back to 8-9. Now we've recalibrated for a floor of 13 wins. Where will people look to criticize or find nits to pick with this effort?
Well, I think the opening drive thing will be something that a lot of people will harp on. I actually, you bring up Christian Gonzalez. I didn't think he had a great game.
That's
Adonai
two games
Mitchell,
in a row you've said that, BTW.
Yeah, not terrible. And, like, he still had that nice pass defense on the throw to the end zone late in the game, and he had a couple nice tackles. But, you know, that I thought actually the game kind of changed on the third down throw. Adonai Mitchell got behind him on the left sideline and dropped it. Like, he was flat out dropped.
Three drops.
Well, yeah, the crosser, but, like, that was down that third down deep ball down the left sideline. You get that? They might be feeling something. Then all of a sudden, we can do this. I don't care. We can upset. We can win Thrinner. And he drops that. He was not very good. But I don't know that there are a lot of things you can nitpick on. Maybe the health factor, injuries starting to pile up a little bit. If Milton Williams, who never returned, I think he only played like 8 snaps in the game. If he starts to get banged up, he's one of your key players. You're
but
still
your
without
micro buy is perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think that's a stretch of an argument to make. Because I think you have to believe with some hope that Stevenson, Booty, Williams, some of the guys that are banged up will probably be back after, as you said, the micro buy here. So I don't know what the criticism, if you want to, I mean, I know Ted's big on the DVOA and the worst 9-2 DVOA since whatever, blah, blah, blah. I don't honestly really care. No. I think, you know, you'll still get some of that, the schedule and the jet, but fewer and fewer. It's harder and harder to critique this team because they just take care of their business. Not always perfect, not always sexy, but they take care of their business. And I think that right there is an example of the head coach, the leadership trickling. Just take care of your business. You know, we don't say do your job anymore. That was the old guy. Forget that. But take care of your business.
This was definitely a little bit less of a DTF game and more of a TCOB. That's all they needed to do. Just TCB. Yeah. Take care of business. Again, when you're coming off of a physical game like the Buccaneers game, a game that also had a real emotional climax.
This team is DTF, Jim.
DTF. It's the new LFG. By the way, it's late at night. We've done a lot of radio today. I'm exhausted. I snuck in a several hour long outdoor football practice in the cold, which is why I can tell you it's freezing outside. So we're all a little loopy tonight. I got to ask you, Andy. Does Tom Brady really need to be selling air fryers?
No, but it looks like a nice air fryer. I will say that. It does look nice.
I mean,
I was thinking of Stiz. Stiz might want to upgrade.
Tom Brady of air fryers, right?
Yeah. The Stiz might want to upgrade a little bit there. I also thought he was very weird in his delivery of all the lines in that commercial. My wife didn't care for it. She was like, what the F is he doing telling air fryer? There was something of that lines for my wife. And I was like, go back
to Tom
sleep.
Brady. What does that mean? Like, unless this is some sort of satire, like, what are you doing? You don't need air fryer money. You're Tom Brady.
Well,
Andy, I apologize. Here's Mike Vrabel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Can game in 5 days, what you guys were able to do, the focus this week, and guys stepping up, making plays, Pettis, Ponder, just as the game went along.
Yeah, I mean, testament to our players, our staff. I thanked them so many times, just being able to roll in there on Monday, have stuff prepared. You know, it's hard to, you know, go on the road to Tampa, you know, and get your mind, you know, ready for that, but also in the back of your mind, you've got a whole other box about, you know, what are you going to do against the Jets, and being able to get on a plane, come home, get in late, but have that ready to go and have energy and a game plan ready for the players on Monday at 1 o'clock. So thank the trainers, thank the staff, the strength staff, everybody involved for getting our players ready to go for the game here in a short week.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Karen. 1A.
Sorry. Your fans were chanting MVP for Drake from the minute he came out, and almost every series. What did you make of his performance tonight and his performance in general en route to
Well, I would say his performance in general has been, you know, what we expect. And, you know, we have high expectations for Drake. He has high expectations for himself. He'll continue to improve. I know that he'll stay humble through this all. And, you know, again, and as far as the performance tonight, I thought it was, you know, again, in first view, you know, pretty good. It was good enough to win. I mean, took care of the football. You know, we just have to, you know, continue to focus on the little things, operation, unforced errors throughout the, you know, the offense. The only thing that really stops us is us, you know, offensively. So, continue to do that. Let them enjoy a win on a short week. And like I told them, I'm excited, but we're 9-2. I'm excited that I don't have to see him till Monday.
Mike Roberts Blaine was telling us about guys coming back from Tampa and going straight to the facility, sauna, hot tub as part of the recovery process. What's involved in that plan, and how do you piece that together?
Well, just
staff?
Looking back and just trying to get everybody together and say, hey, what can we do that maybe we've wanted to do or thought about doing on a short week, and just exhaust every avenue, giving guys IVs before we left Tampa, having the massage therapists, everybody on, all hands on deck here, but also having a schedule. You know, our assistant trainer went around, Mike Bowman around, and scheduled everybody so that there could be like a flow chart, and guys didn't walk in at 11:30 and say, well, I can't get a massage because Morgan Moses is already on the table. So it was, you know, let's make sure that this is planned out and there's some thought to it, and give our players the best opportunity to recover. So that's what we did.
Hey, Mike. What did you see from the defense on New York's opening drive, and why do you think it's just been so difficult to get that stop on the opening possession this season?
The quarterback tonight, you know what I mean? We couldn't faster than most of the guys we got and didn't do a good enough job, so we recovered a little bit, and, you know, we'll have to try to continue to be better there. But, you know, there's plenty of opportunities and places where we play good defense, and I have to remember that, that they can get a first down and we can still stop them. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be three and out every time.
Alan Siegel on your left.
Mike, last two games, Jack Gibbons has had a lot of production. How does he personify what you're building with this defense in terms of his importance to it now?
Well, Dr. Gibby always knows usually what to do for the most part. He's usually in the right place at the right time, sniffs out some screens. I mean, just kind of, you know, seems to be in the right place at the right time, does his job, usually does it fairly well, and he's a great teammate, cares deeply about his teammates, and he's fun to coach, and he's a great person to be around each and every day.
Mike, Milton Williams went out, looked like he came back, gave it a go. Was it a situation where, in a different situation, that maybe he could have gone?
Maybe I made it just a decision that I felt like, you know, we should probably just start treating that thing and get ahead of it and see where he's at here tomorrow in the next couple of days and, you know, try to weigh. Again, he wanted to try to go and, you know, say he's out here standing with me when guys are coming in. And he's excited for him, so I appreciate his leadership. But I just made a decision that I felt like was best for the team and that you know, for his instance.
Coach, Mark Strassman, CBS News.
Hi.
Good to see you. Working on a piece about Patriots fans. Mm-hmm. If you look back in your 8 years as a player, your experiences as a visiting coach and now as a head coach, what strikes you about this fan base?
Well, I think they're passionate. I think that they have high expectations. I think that they are they're loyal, and I think they're knowledgeable. I think they understand what it is that they should be seeing. I think they, like I said, we've got to give them reasons to cheer and be excited. So, yeah, I mean, I think we've done that. I think that we've, and they've, in return, have given us a great atmosphere to play in front of.
Thank you.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Travion Henderson and what he's brought the team?
I would say the best, you know, couple runs he had were there late in the game when it's tough sledding and we're in 5 minute and they know we're going to run and they're blitzing and everything else and looked like we were going to be short and he's able to knife through there and keep his pads down and pick up a huge first down. So he's executed, he's, you know, whether that's a check down or a touchdown in the back of the end zone and, you know, no home runs tonight, but I thought he grinded out pretty much what was there. So he's, you know, helped us a lot of ways tonight and saw the pile push touchdown, which was really cool. And so I'm happy every time that, you know, guys can help us and they can get into the end zone and Christian Barmore can finally get the sack that he's been looking for. And he's had a lot of pressures and he's been back there and, you know, they work really hard and they, I want them to all have success.
Last question,
The Jets came in with one of the best return units in the league. What were you able to see on the initial viewing that allowed you to slow them down and contain them?
Well, I thought we got off blocks. It didn't give them a lot of space. You know, a Schooler got triple teamed one time, went down there and made a play. We punted well. You know, the Gunners did a nice job. But you're right. You know, they have a really good return unit. I thought our kickoff coverage took a lot of pride and I think we've done a really good job of covering kicks. And so that was a good challenge. They stood up to it. That's a good unit. And I was excited to watch them, you know, bring some energy to the sidelines. I told you, well, if everybody's going to get up off the bench, we better give them something to cheer about. So thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay. I'm just going to play, you know, recency bias, homeritism, favoritism, whatever. Or just, like I said, I'm in a good mood. It's late at night. That was my favorite Mike Vrabel postgame presser of the season. I thought that was a perfect combination of just like, you know, his sass, his intelligence, his presence, his compassion, his demeanor. I don't know. He's in a, watch out NFL. He's in a good place with a good team.
Yeah, he is. He's enjoying this. And obviously it's a little bit of a honeymoon period. I mean, when you've won eight in a row and you got nine wins, you have the most wins in the league. It's crazy. It allows him to do the things that I truly believe are genuine to him. Thank the staff and everybody that, you know, got all the players ready this week, short week, back from Tampa, all that. I think that's genuine.
IV's in Tampa, by the way. How about that?
Yeah. Whatever you got to do to win, right? I mean,
like
within
getting
reason.
Getting the clock going. Damn, yeah. That's impressive.
But I also thought he served up another quote that I'm going to be citing for a while now.
Which
the
one?
The only thing that really stops us is us, he said of the offense. And that's a guy that's feeling good offensively, feeling good about his young quarterback, feeling good about the offensive coordinator. And, you know, he even referenced, and I agree with him, Travion Henderson, maybe his best run of the game was his last run of the game that gets that first down that says, okay, victory formation, game
ball
is
game.
Over. Yep. And he missed one early. He had one that they got him by the ankles. He was close to having another, whatever it would have been, 50, 60-yard run. But I think the addition of some power runs, and I didn't check the final stats. I think he was under 4 yards a carry, but I don't really care. I thought he ran the ball well tonight. You can, you know, sometimes the numbers can be misleading in either
direction.
It's like
3.9 or 3.8, but I don't care. Like, did he look the part of a potential lead back and somebody who can be a dangerous contributor to an NFL offense for years to come? Yes.
And like last week, he averaged 10 yards a carry because he had two big runs. Other than that, I didn't think he ran all that well. This week, he's below 4 yards a carry, and I'll take it every week. I thought this was a tough sledding, kind of break tackles, physicality. Also knowing you don't really have anybody else. I mean, D'Ernest Johnson got out there. He had one run that was called back. That was a nice little burst run. But
The Westover. Yeah, Westover didn't even need to hold your boy. Well, he's not really one of your guys.
No. Nope. He almost had a catch, though, except then he realized he's not that athletic. And went ass over tea kettle and didn't catch the ball.
We are awaiting Drake May to make his way to the podium. Usually he follows Mike Vrabel immediately. We'll try to get an update for you because we do have a commercial break coming up. We're going to try to hold until we get Drake May and then take a commercial break. I see you guys lined up at 617-779-7937. All callers, especially those that are stuck in the horrendous Route 1 traffic, from which I have had a couple of fans send me photographs of, still even on a Thursday night at midnight, jammed up to the
calling
gills
sick.
As well.
Send in your text now to your boss. Call in. Boss, I'm not going to be able to make it tomorrow. I got use digestive issues. No one ever calls you on that. Just say you got digestive issues.
Yeah. It makes total sense for you to be calling from your car on Bluetooth at midnight on the way back from the Pats game to say that
going
you're not going
to
be able to.
The all-night clinic.
That you're not. Yeah, exactly. There's a 24-hour walk-up right near me as well. Zach, do we know who's at the podium right now?
Hunter Henry right now.
Okay.
Henry.
Hunter. He had
part
a very
of the
work-
trio.
He had a workmanlike game tonight.
I thought the trio of veterans kind of carried the passing attack. Diggs was the go-to guy with 100 yards. Mac Hollins had a nice game. Hunter Henry had a nice game. Again, Kyle Williams might want to study the playbook and keep taking reps because that don't look right. That question that was asked of Drake May when he said, no, we're not. We never have issues not being on the same page. You lie. You lie. It's okay. Sports lies. I know. I get it. Teammate, good guy, whatever, but you lie.
There's that whole thing about being in a McDaniels offense and finding a way to be on the same page as your quarterback. And when you read this and you see the safety break this way, that means you're supposed to do this with the route. Drake obviously saw the safety crashing down. So it was like, oh, and as a matter of fact, here's Drake May.
Drake.
Hey, every week, brother, you're first.
How you doing? Just getting out of here with a win, the MVP chance for you tonight from the start, the crowd, just everything that went into this game and how you guys were able to pull it out too with a lot of different contributions in a short week.
Yeah, I think just a quick turnaround. The goal of these Thursday night was to come out with a win, and that's what happened. Things we look back on, you know, didn't have as much time to prepare for. Some things that I could, you know, look back at myself and, you know, wish I had plays back. But, you know, at the end of the day, just proud of these guys for the effort, the win. And that's the best thing about, you know, Thursday night. You get a weekend to catch up on some rest and some heal up. But I thought his fans were awesome. You know, I think it was pretty sweet for the primetime game here for my first one at home. Pretty sweet. And then, just glad we won.
Drake, just curious, Travion Henderson, obviously, into the end zone 3 times tonight. Just what you saw from him, and you just kept handing it to him. What was letting him have that success on the field?
Yeah, don't fix it if it ain't broke. I think just him stepping up. I think it was a big time for him stepping up, and it's been great for him to get all these reps, to keep getting these reps. He wants to be great. He's just showing up every day and asking questions, and get out of here, rookie. sorry about that. But yeah, I think just continuing to him to keep up going for the oncoming weeks and knowing that him and Mondre and our backs, we can, you know, create a good, you know, little 1-2 thing going, and looking forward to having Mondre back, but Travion stepped up huge.
Drake, right over here. To your right. Is the trust that you have in Stephon Diggs something that's built up over time, or do you feel like you had that right away?
No, that trust was built up, probably when I was in middle school when he was playing in the league. It was long ago. You know, guys like him and Hunter and Mac, you trust those guys for what they've done in this league. And I just try to give them chances, and You know, Steph, and you know, you break a couple tackles, get in the end zone, but you know, those guys were great for us tonight.
Drake, asking Hunter about you, and he said, you know, short memory, that, you know, if a play doesn't go the way he wants for a series, he forgets it quickly. How important is that to you, and is that something you had for a long time?
Yeah, that's huge. I think that's, you know, what we're trying to build, having short memories in this league as a quarterback. That's what it is. You're going to get sacked. You're going to have plays that you want back, and just trying to flip the page, and just knowing that, you know, there's so many, you know, sports out there, and you know, basketball's, you know, at the Celtics game the other day, and you know, you see somebody miss a shot and they just run back and come back here and shoot another one. It's just kind of the mindset of, you know, shoot or shoot, and that's what, you know, my mentality is. And you know, me and Hunter play a lot of ping pong, so it's just the next point, and just keep going. And I think that's just my mindset.
Drake, has anything surprised you about your personal success, this team's success during this run, surprised you that you didn't know about yourself? And also, as you start to near the playoffs here, what are the top things that you're looking on improving?
No, I don't think anything surprised me. You know, when you put the work in, and you got good players and good coaches, you know, you're going to get a result that you want. And obviously, there's been some results this season that, you know, some losses, and you build from that and learn from it, and try to learn out every week. And, you know, I think we're going to enjoy the weekend and get ready for, you know, next one on Sunday. I think it's Cincy. Is it Cincy? Yeah. So just trying to say 1 week at a time.
Andrew Callahan?
Drake, I know quarterbacks will talk a lot about accuracy versus kind of ball placement, you know, certain shoulder or lead guys, or get them to go back. Is there anything you do in the regards to ball placement to focus or work on that?
Yeah, you always try to, you know, in zone, yards after the catch, you know, try to see where defenders are at. I got the best view of throwing to them, so try to put it on the right shoulder. There's times tonight where I feel like I did that, and there's some times where it needs to be better. But, you know, I hit Steph on a third down coming out, you know, into the fourth quarter. That was big. I thought it was good ball placement. But, you know, there's guys across the league that are so great at it, so just trying to practice it in practice and know that, you know, every throw and, you know, mechanics, and just rip it.
Drake, how's it feel to get those MVP chants and just have people recognize the way you're playing right now?
Yeah, it was maybe for Travion tonight. I mean, he scored three touchdowns. So, you know, I think it's, you know, our fans have, you know, been great with, you know, me since I got here, since I got drafted. And I think I just appreciate them for, you know, embracing me, you know, just trying to embrace this city and, you know, give these fans and this team and, you know, just myself, just leave it all out there and give them everything I got.
Seemed like the Jets had kind of a similar approach to what Tampa did, where it's fewer blitzes than they're used to. I know they played a little bit more man. Did you see it the same way, and did it kind of help to have that short week to just get right back out there and keep going?
Yeah, you know, on a short week, they're probably going to do some stuff that, you know, either we haven't seen or you think it's what you have seen, but oftentimes you see something that, you know, you don't, you know, show up. They play some dime on third down, and I got some few different looks where, you know, we got an empty a lot, so they showed us some different looks at empty. But, you know, I thought they did a good job defensively of disguising. You know, Coach Wilkes, I think he's from, you know, Charlotte, so shout out to him. And I think, you know, they blitz a lot, and they're, you know, we didn't see as much tonight, but you can see kind of they got a lot of different stuff. They got good players. I thought the backers were great, and the guys up front on the edge are good players. So they're a good football team, and I think we got a tough challenge when we see them again. Thank you, guys.
Great.
No such thing as an easy win in the NFL any given Sunday, as we have seen in this topsy-turvy, upside-down Stranger Things world. And you know what? On a Thursday night especially, with a quick turnaround, as Drake May and Mike Vrabel just discussed at length, you take every opportunity to enjoy the win, no matter who the opponent is, especially when it's against a division rival on Thursday night. Andy, we will get to the phone callers. We'll continue the discussion. Did tonight's game enhance Drake May's MVP status? Did tonight's game give you any more reason to believe your New England Patriots are a legit Super Bowl contender? Plus, in the second hour, we'll get into, of course, Andy's thumbs up and thumbs down. It's all coming to you on the Six Rings postgame show, which is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery. I was going to say the world's, honestly.
Might as well. It's McFarland's world. We're just living in it.
That's all we're doing. McFarland in full Bradfo. McFarland Energy is the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. It's all available at McFarlandEnergy.com. Shoot us a text or give us a shout, 617-779-7937. This is the Six Rings postgame show following a Patriots Thursday night win against the Jets on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
13th play of the drive after the Jets scored on a 14th play drive. Flip it back here, turning inside, spinning his way all the way into the end zone is Henderson for the touchdown. What a move. What a couple of moves.
That was Travion Henderson's first touchdown of the night. One of three. The rare, dare I say, hat trick in the NFL. Whether it's a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back, you rarely see somebody put it in the six-point house three times. But Travion Henderson really was the offense tonight, along with Drake Mays. Your New England Patriots run it to 8 straight. Winning season, 9-2, 27-14 final. Against the Jets on Thursday Night Football. You're listening to the Six Rings Postgame Show live on Boston Sports Original. WEEI to the phones we go. Andy, before we get into any of our conversations with our Route 1 and Beltway brethren, we have to go first and foremost, as always, we go to the future, down under. It's Friday and the Patriots are victorious once again for our guy, Jake in Australia. How we doing, Jake?
Oh, these beers is going down way too easily today.
Wait, what time is it? What time is it where you're at right now?
Are you day drinking?
We don't judge.
Absolutely. The Pats started playing at 12:15 in the middle of the day. So
okay,
we've had about 4 hours worth of beers.
Nice. You sound good.
Way to go, Jake. You've got two very sober, responsible broadcasters right now that you have to put away a couple for as well. So what is your big takeaway from tonight, Jake, as somebody who has been with us through thick and thin over the many years of the Six Rings postgame show? What's your favorite part about what the Pats accomplished tonight and on the season thus far?
That the offense is looking as good as it is. Like, we thought it would be okay this year, but they've gone not quite lights out, but almost lights out. And it's just looking better and better. And then here's Booty and Ramondre to come back. That is going to look even nicer, I reckon, in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, Jake, it's funny. I was just thinking moments ago, you know, I wonder if we're going to continue to wish, or at some point hit that bump in the road, Andy, where we're going to wish that the Patriots had made a more active effort to acquire some talent at the trade deadline. And then Jake just reminded us, hey, you know what? We've played without Ramondre and Booty for a couple weeks. The offense hasn't missed a beat. It's almost going to be like, you know, I don't want to, you know, use something so trite, but it's almost going to be like they make an acquisition of a Jake's just grabbing some snacks. They make an acquisition of a running back and a receiver next
week. Okay.
It's all good.
I'm all right. There's a snake in the front yard.
Okay, got to go. Okay, we got to go. Jake, take care, man. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
The guy is drunk.
Okay, so we get that going for us. Apparently, there's a snake front yard.
Did you get all that, Zach?
I got all that, but unfortunately, the listeners did not.
Yeah, no, so that's why I'm telling him. There was a snake in the front yard. He had to go. Yep. He said some other stuff, he had to go.
It's sad because we couldn't, unless you were listening on the stream on the Odyssey app, and if you don't have it, I mean, calls like what we just got from Jake from Australia are 100% why you need to have the Odyssey app and be able to tune in to your favorite sports radio show or your favorite Patriots postgame show, wherever, whenever, however. There was a snake. There was just a lot of else going on with some colorful metaphors and descriptions.
Good to know that word means the same thing there as here.
Sure does.
So if I ever go to Australia and I use that word, I know it will have the same same meaning. That's good. Good to know.
To live up to, Vinny and Revere. Go ahead, Andy.
Just real quick before the snake interrupted, football-wise, the Travion Henderson – we could look back at this as a fortuitous injury to Ramondre Stevenson that forced you to use Travion Henderson, forced him to make plays, forced him to maybe build his confidence or whatever you want to call it. I think we may look back at this later on when Stevenson is back, because even Drake May was talking about a 1-2 punch when Mondre comes back and that whole thing. I'm not sure you would have gotten here without the injury, because they were hesitant for whatever reason, the pass protection or whatever, they were hesitant to utilize Travion Henderson too much, and now he had to get sort of thrown, you know, top of the mountain, pushed him down, and you know, like, oh wow, he can ski. He's a pretty good skier.
Yeah, hey, guess what? No more training wheels for your kid. You can't be tiptoeing through. You can't be holding an 18 carton of eggs. Like, you're just gonna have to grip it and rip it, step up there and make a shot out the tee box. And he's starting to look the part. He looks like a completely different running back. And yes, to all of you Twitter goobs and internet sleuths, we all also noticed that the Henderson on the back of his jersey was bigger, broader, and wider than the tiny Henderson in the micro font he normally has on his regular jersey. Jeez.
But didn't we learn that it was due to the stripes, and the Nor'easter jerseys have a totally different backplate and stripe situation?
Right, I know. Yeah.
And they're sweet.
But like,
do we agree they're sweet now that they won in them? You don't like them?
Screw you.
Former Foxborough faithful fraud.
I'm okay on them.
I'll add a couple more F's in there from Australia, too.
Do you need me to power rank my favorite Patriots jerseys? I'm not sure it's in the top three.
You just lost all credibility because those are nice. And I liked the white helmets with frosted.
Now, I like the helmets are, as the kids like to say, the helmets are clean.
I think all of it was clean. So all right, you need
To me, Nor'easter helmets greater than sign the jersey. Hey, all right, I'm going back to the phones. I'm going to find someone else who agrees. But, you know, honestly, look at Twitter. It's so funny. You got people like Ben Volen. Switch to these uniforms immediately. They're amazing. Then you got a bunch of fans like, I don't know, still not doing it for me. Ah, whatever they want. Joe's in the car, Andy. He wants to talk about how happy he is with tonight's win. What's up, Joe?
What's up, boys? I hope you have your flights booked to Santa Clara.
Ken Laird, get on that.
The overpriced Airbnb has been booked for days.
All right, good. I got to tell you, I was really high on Andy B up until tonight. I thought he was riding high, and then he missed that field goal right before halftime. I don't know what we're going to do with the kicker position here.
Well, he's going to be fine, but Joe, can I just point out something real quick? I vehemently dislike the way the Patriots handled the operation the last minute of the first half, because they basically just ran into the line with 30 seconds left and played for the 45-yard field goal. If you play a little more aggressively and, I don't know, kick a 38-yarder, 32-yarder, that doesn't go wide right. You have a bigger lead in the half, and then unfortunately, well, maybe you still would have called, but you wouldn't have been displeased with Borregales. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get that, but I also think that they had that long third down, so I get why they did what they were doing.
Yeah, way, buddy. Absolutely.
Sorry, we're getting out of the stadium. We're not getting lucky here. And we're having tough luck getting out of the stadium.
Wait, is the traffic as bad as I've seen?
Oh, I've never seen it worse.
I hate to say. Yeah, you know, Joe,
I don't know what they're doing here. I don't know what they're doing.
I know. They keep taking away spots and lanes and, you know, everything. It's
before it goes.
Yeah, as long as you don't see a snake in the yard. All right, anyway, Joe, have a great night, buddy. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Oh,
God. What's the record for F-bombs in one show? Can we set it tonight?
We still have like 50 minutes left, buddy. We can do it. You know what? I'm a firm believer. 617-779-7937. If you find a snake in your yard or want to complain about the traffic getting out of the stadium or the kicker or whatever it is you want to discuss, we're here for you. When we come back in just a couple minutes, hour number two of the Six Rings postgame show, more about the Patriots win, what this means for their chances to not only win the AFC East, but possibly compete for a top overall seed in the AFC. Stop saying it's something that, oh, could maybe kind of sort of will happen. This is definitely a reality. This is the world that you currently live in now, folks, where the Patriots aren't just maybe sort of good. They are a very good, if not excellent, football team that has every right to be considered up in the tops with the rest of everyone in 2025. It's Fitzy, it's Hart, it's producer Zach back in Brighton, and it's you on the Six Rings postgame show. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.